This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for March 7th, 2022. Calling all Haunted Mansion fans, our crystal ball sees the new Madame Leota cupcake in your future. This treat is in celebration of Women's History Month. The placard reads, quote, as part of the 50th anniversary celebration, we celebrate the hard work and genius of the women who designed elements in the Magic Kingdom, which we still enjoy today. The cupcake is in honor of Leota Toombs, the Imagineer from whom Madame Leota gets her face and name. You can find this treat at the Liberty Square Market of the Magic Kingdom for $5.79. It's a chocolate cherry cake filled with blackberry cherry lime cream, finished with black cherry buttercream. Then over at Friar's Nook, we tried the Blue Raspberry and Lemon It's a Small World cupcake. This confection is in honor of the legendary Imagineer Mary Blair. It's blue funfetti cake, blue raspberry buttercream, and vanilla lemon buttercream for $5.79. There's then the Women's History Month Castle Mosaic cupcake at the Main Street Popcorn Carts for $6.25. It's champagne cake filled with fresh raspberry champagne compote and finished with gold champagne buttercream, mosaic tile sprinkles, and white chocolate garnish. The review of all these cupcakes can be found at WDWNT.com. On our way through the Emporium at the Magic Kingdom, we saw this cool new light-up wristlet that alerts you when you have a phone call incoming. The wristlet features Mickey Mouse in front of the 50th anniversary logo, Cinderella Castle, and fireworks. A wristlet is a small clutch purse, slightly larger than a wallet, with a wrist strap for carrying. The wrist strap on the purse is iridescent, and the bag includes the needed batteries, but you can replace them when they run out. The bag's interior has card slots for your ID and credit cards, and Mickey wears his iridescent suit, and the castle matches him. You can see the lights in the center of the fireworks, and the wristlet costs $39.99. A lemon-inspired ear headband has finally arrived in the Italy Pavilion at Epcot after first being available at Disneyland. The ears are covered in yellow sequins, while the headband is blue. The mini bow is blue and covered in black, white, and yellow designs. The bow is topped with a lemon brooch with a Mickey head at the center, and the greeting is Saluti. It's embroidered in yellow on the side of the headband. These ears are part of the Limoncello collection available at La Bottega Italiana for $29.99. The rest of the collection includes new apparel, accessories, and kitchenware. You can see them all on our website. The Seas with Nemo and Friends at Epcot is getting a new aquatic species, according to the sign outside of the nursery module in the aquarium. The room is closed off with curtains and a rope, and the sign says, pardon our plankton. This exhibit is temporarily closed to prepare for a new aquatic species. The Seas Pavilion logo is in red at the top, and the nursery is usually dedicated to showing off coastal ecosystems. We'll have to wait and see what'll be in there next. The 2022 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival has begun, and with it comes tons of topiaries, new food offerings, and of course, merchandise. You can check out the whole collection of Peter Pan merchandise that we found at a festival market booth just outside the Canada Pavilion. It is a collection celebrating the UK Pavilion, strangely enough, including a ball cap, a crop top, tees, crew neck, purse, magnet, plate, a water bottle, a glass, and a tumbler. We found them alongside the new Alice in Wonderland collection at another festival market booth. This collection has a white, green, and teal blue color scheme. You can head on over to our website to check out the full collections. We stopped by the Maple Popcorn Cart a couple steps away in the Canada Pavilion and tried the new Panda-Aid drink from Disney Pixar's upcoming animated film, Turning Red. It's a coconut pomegranate lemonade with pomegranate boba pearls for $6.50. The review on our website. Of course, don't forget, Turning Red takes place in Toronto, Canada. That's why it's at the Canada Pavilion. In case you're wondering why maybe that seemed out of place, it's not. Speaking of the Flower and Garden Festival, it runs through July 4th, and we've compiled a full guide to everything you can experience. You can check it out on our website. Of course, we have reviews of every single one of the food booths. We have tours of all the merchandise, photos of all the topiaries, everything you could possibly want. I know last week was super crazy with all the coverage of, we had California's Food and Wine Festival, we had Galactic Star Cruiser and all that. So we want to make sure you guys know you could find all that Flower and Garden coverage on the site, and as well, lots and lots of Galactic Star Cruiser coverage as well. There are tons of videos here on the channel. My in-depth honest review is already out here on the channel for you to enjoy. There will be a separate review of the second cruise we went on here as well. So much more still to come for Galactic Star Cruiser, but I know last week a lot to cover at once, so we'll be pushing it all back out to you this week so you make sure we make sure you don't miss it. Living with the Land is celebrating the Flower and Garden Festival with special edible flower gardens and topiaries. Even when there isn't a festival, Living with the Land is always changing to incorporate seasonal items. And you could see what all this is about on our website. For each festival that Epcot hosts, Joffrey's goes out of its way to create new and exciting beverages. This year for Flower and Garden, they decided for the first time ever, they're not doing coffee. They're doing special refresher drinks. At the American Adventure, there's the Wild Berry Wonder Refresher, a lightly caffeinated blend of wild berry hibiscus juice with strawberries and blueberries for $5.99. And it's $13.99 with tropical rum. Near Canada, Strawberry Fields Refresher offers a lightly caffeinated blend of strawberry acai juice with strawberries and blueberries for $5.99, $13.99 with strawberry lemongrass vodka. At Showcase Plaza, there's the Pink Paradise Refresher, which is a lightly caffeinated blend of refreshing dragon fruit lychee juice with strawberries and berries for $5.99, $13.99 with watermelon basil vodka. And finally, in World Discovery, the Minty Melon Refresher, a lightly caffeinated blend of watermelon cucumber mint juice with strawberries and blueberries for $5.99, $13.99 with watermelon basil vodka. In a new review, Walt Disney Imagineers discussed the creation of D-309, an artificially intelligent logistics droid that appears on screens in your cabin on the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. Guests can have conversations with D-309, learning from her and helping her grow. The AI is still in playtest mode. It may not appear on every voyage, but it also acts as a test of technology that could appear at Disney parks in the future. The video includes footage of guests talking to D-309 and a conversation between John Snoddy, executive of R&D Technology and Engineering, Leslie Evans, the executive R&D Imagineer, and Doug Findelo, a director of Disney Research Lab. In addition to this video, it's nice to hear from the creatives behind it, but we do have a 30-minute video of the full interactions we had with D-309, which do really emphasize the story of Galactic Star Cruiser. This is such a great surprise and delight thing. It's so charming and funny, and you really fall in love with this character over the course of the 30 minutes we spent with her. It's worth a watch, for sure. Turning Red has taken over Walt Disney Presents at Disney's Hollywood Studios with a limited-time sneak peek of the film. Posters for Turning Red are up throughout the park, including the billboard you're looking at now. The marquee at Walt Disney Presents advertises Turning Red with limited-time sneak peek underneath the movie poster. This poster is also hanging up just below the marquee, and the doors to the Walt Disney Theater are now adorned with two different posters for the movie. Banners are also hung up on the lamppost just outside, and the posters say, "Growing up is a beast." In the Walt Disney Theater, you can watch an 8-minute sneak preview of the film, which is coming to Disney Plus shortly. We got to talk about all these new spring treats at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Next on the menu for us is the Banana Fudge Lunchbox Tart at Woody's Lunchbox. Come on, it's time to eat. It's a peanut butter and chocolate fudge stuffed pastry coated in banana fondant, banana chips, and rainbow sprinkles for $4.29. Meanwhile, there's the Enchanted Rose at Catalina Eddie's. It's a dark chocolate mousse with a taste of blackcurrant and Morello cherry, chocolate shortbread cookie, whipped cookies and cream fluff, and gilded chocolate-covered cocoa nibs. It costs $5.79. Then it's over to the strawberry cheesecake cannoli at the one and only Original Pizza Rizzo. It's a white chocolate and rainbow sprinkle dipped cannoli shell filled with whipped strawberry cheesecake for $5.29. The reviews of all of these, as you would guess, on our site. A new Jim Shore figure featuring Minnie Mouse riding a Prince Charming Regal carousel horse celebrating 50 years of Walt Disney World Resort has been released. Minnie is wearing a blue dress with pink trim, a pink bow, and pink shoes. Her ears have a purple diamond pattern. She sits on a white horse, and the horse has a purple, gold, and blue saddle, the colors of the world's most magical celebration. The base has a black and white checker pattern, and around the edge is painted black, gold, and pink with the 50 and Cinderella Castle anniversary logos alternating. The tag reads, "Disney Traditions combines the magic of Disney with the festive artistry of Jim Shore's Heartwood Creek, creating a new collection celebrating spirited moments and cherished memories." The bottom of the base is gold and features the 50th logo, and we found the figure at the Art of Disney store at Disney Springs. Attention pass holders, head on over to Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar at Disney Springs and treat yourself to the first-class ticket drink, available exclusively for Walt Disney World pass holders. It's a mule with tangerine Bacardi, lime juice, and ginger beer for $15. They're also celebrating pass holders at Disney Springs this month with an exclusive magnet and more, but then at the Ganachery, pass holders can purchase an exclusive box of chocolate-covered marshmallows. It's a box of 6 dark chocolate-covered strawberry marshmallows with special decorations featuring Mickey and Minnie. It costs $10. Three have an edible pass holder logo featuring Mickey and Minnie, while three have dried sugar-coated strawberry pieces on top. The Ganachery also is serving up their first ever fully vegan treat in the form of a pop inspired by Ahsoka Tano of Star Wars. It's a plant-based coconut and blueberry swirled ganache with dark 65% chocolate. It costs $7.50. Reviews of all of these items, WWNT.com. Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter has two new mugs, perfect for anyone celebrating Mardi Gras at home, and one travel mug for those of you on the go. The blue mug features a Mickey beignet and a sprinkling of powdered sugar. It reads beignet all day. The other side is also covered in powdered sugar dots and has the Port Orleans Resort French Quarter logo for $14.99. The next mug has the resort's logo on one side. It's dark blue with a light brown base, and the lettering is white. The other side features a moonlit French Quarter house with the iconic balconies and the silhouettes of the Princess and the Frog characters in the windows. It's so cute. The mug costs $14.99. And finally, this black travel mug has a logo for Scat Cats on one side. It features a top hat with a skull and crossbones, just like Dr. Facilier's. And the other side has the standard resort logo. The travel mug costs $22.99. Disneyland Paris has begun its 30th anniversary celebration, and so we've also been shown some of the merchandise that's going to be available, including limited edition collectible products. This set includes six golden medallions. Five of them represent different Disneyland Paris icons and landscapes, such as Sleeping Beauty Castle, the Pirate Galleon, Discoveryland, Frontierland, and Main Street USA. And the sixth medallion is the old Euro Disneyland logo. How cute. It's a limited edition of 1,000. This is a golden reproduction of the commemorative passport available at Euro Disney on opening day in 1992. It'll be a limited edition of 1,000 as well. And this set includes four pairs of small Mickey and Minnie plush in different anniversary outfits. It will have a limited edition size of 1,600. These are really cool. Some figurines have been previously revealed, including Magician Mickey, but we now know there will be figurines of Simba, Donald with Chip and Dale at the Sword in the Stone, Mickey driving an Autopia car, and Minnie on a carousel horse. All the figurines incorporate the 30th anniversary colors of blue and purple. We also got a better look at the reusable shopping bags that will be available. They feature the 30th anniversary logo in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle on one side. The Eiffel Tower and the Avengers Campus logo with web slingers are on the other side. Disney D-Light, the newest nighttime show at Disneyland Paris, has finally premiered for the park's 30th anniversary. Thanks to Mouse Steps, Cafe Fantasia, Inside DLP Castle, and DLP Report, and as well Disney Goofballs on Twitter, we're able to get a glimpse of the show. Disney D-Light is the new pre-show for Disney Illuminations and is about 4 minutes long. And during the show, Sleeping Beauty Castle is lit up with projections and fountains going off in front of it. You then see these amazing drones make the 30th anniversary logo in giant scale. It is really, really impressive, and it'll do several different things throughout this program. It is getting rave reviews. It is probably going to be the highlight of the 30th anniversary event. And to top it all off, the drones come back for a Afterglow event after Disney Illuminations. I'm not a fan of Disney Illuminations at Disneyland Paris, but this is sure enough to get me to stick around for that show because I need to see this pre-show and post-show every night. It looks super cool. A reopening date has finally been announced for Mickey and the Magician, the award-winning stage show that has been performed at Disneyland Paris since 2016. It'll be returning to the Animagique Theater on April 23rd, 2022, according to DLP Report. You can watch our full video of Mickey and the Magician here on the channel. In my opinion, it is the best character stage show ever staged at any Disney park in the world. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind this program by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great big beautiful tomorrow.
Looking for the latest in Disney news on the go? Then download WDWNT the app. From news to videos to park hours and more, WDWNT the app is your one-stop shop for the latest from the Disney world. Available on iPhone and Android, just search for WDWNT in your device's app store.
Mm-hmm.